Again, it's good to be here. Thank you for welcoming us and these pilgrims from the state of Montana. We have people from both dioceses in Montana as we journey down to explore the saints and martyrs of America. It's so good to be here. As I was reflecting on the readings today, I remembered I remembered reading about some Japanese artwork. And this artwork takes broken shards of pottery or glass and forms them back together with gold. It holds them stronger than it had been before and more beautiful. Broken shards into a beautiful piece of art. As I was reflecting on the readings, that image came to mind. In the first reading, we hear how the Jewish people are in exile. They hadn't followed God. They were driven out of their own country, their palaces burned, the temple destroyed, and they're in captivity. That's not the end of the story. It's the brokenness. But then that brokenness is healed and restored as they're brought back into their land, as a new temple is built by an outsider, King Cyrus. In the gospel, we hear about Nicodemus. I love Nicodemus. He's kind of a timid follower of Jesus. He would only go the dark of night so that no one would see. But at the end of the story, he is the one who goes to Pilate publicly and takes and wants Jesus' body. He's no longer afraid. Broken dreams turned into something beautiful. How about in your own life? Have you had those times when a dream has been shattered, but then something more beautiful comes? Almost 2 years ago, almost to the day, I was named pastor of St. Mary's Catholic Community in Helena, Montana. A little bit out of our normal routine of assigning pastors, but because of various reasons, I was assigned to St. Mary's. I'd been in the chancery for the last 3 years and was going to be able to get back into parish ministry more directly than I had been in chancery services. I was there for about 40 days when I received a phone call. A phone call from now Cardinal Christophe Pierre, the Pope's personal representative to our country. He asked me, first of all, he said, "Are you alone? And can we talk?" Well, I said, "Well, I'm in my car. I had just come back from a funeral and was headed to Mass. It was a Saturday afternoon, and it was actually Palm Sunday weekend. So I had about 45 minutes. I was running a little late to get to Mass. But what do you do when the papal nuncio calls? You pull over." He said, "I'm not going to talk to you till you stop." So I pulled over, stopped, and he said, "Pope Francis has named you as the coadjutor bishop of the diocese next door, the Diocese of Great Falls Billings. Do you accept?" Conversation was about that long. Again, I'd been at St. Mary's for about 40 days now. St. Mary's was my dream parish. I'd been part of the parish when I was a college student in Helena, followed it, and I was so grateful to be at St. Mary's. And then a phone call that changed my life and my ministry. St. Mary's would become my shortest assignment as a priest. I was ordained the coadjutor bishop of the Diocese of Great Falls June 22nd of 2022. And then of August 22nd of 2023, became the ordinary as Bishop Warfel's resignation was accepted by Pope Francis. So my dream, I don't know if it was shattered, maybe it was shattered, but it certainly was changed, and it's turning into something so much more beautiful. I certainly didn't ever want to be a bishop, didn't feel called or thought I had the talent or the gifts to do it, but I guess the Holy Spirit thinks I do, and God does as well. And with God's grace, I can do that. So what about your own life, your own dreams, your own ideas? Have they ever been broken to be reformed by the love of God into something new and more beautiful? I love the reading the gospel reading from John today. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son so that the world might be saved. But you know what? That's a little too vague, I think. Hear it this way. God so loves you that God sent his only Son to you so that you might be saved. Think about that. That is the reality. God sent his Son to you and for you so that you would know that you are loved. You are loved. You are loved. And God wants to take any of those broken parts of your life, of your dreams, and mold them into something even more beautiful. God so loves you that he sent his only begotten Son to you so that you might be saved. Today in our church calendar, we celebrate Lectare Sunday. Rejoice. It's not just an invitation, it is a command. Rejoice. We're now halfway through the halfway point of Lent. We can see the end, and we're called to rejoice. But for some reason, I think it's easy for us to be in the Lenten mode of giving things up, of sacrificing. Lent's only 40 days. Easter's 50. But isn't Lent often easier to focus on, easier to give up things than to rejoice? Well, today is an invitation in the midst of Lent to rejoice. Rejoice in the love of God, the love God has for each of you. So I'm going to give you a couple assignments or suggestions for something to do today on this Lectare Sunday to rejoice. So maybe it's something as simple as going for a walk. Beautiful weather outside. Enjoy that almost springtime. Or maybe take a nap this afternoon. Something simple. Maybe it's playing a game with your kids. Kids playing a game with friends. Or having your parents play a game with you. Maybe it's going out for a meal tonight. Or maybe inviting someone over to your house for dinner. Rejoice. Take a moment and rejoice. And if it's easier to couch it in these terms, make it your penance for today. To rejoice. Celebrate the love that God has for you, for you, for each one of you. For God so loved the world. For God so loves you that he sent his only Son so that you would be saved. Amen.